North Idaho News of the Week is brought to you in part by Evergreen Realty, commercial and residential property listings. Online at evergreen-realty.com. Good morning. You've tuned in to North Idaho News of the Week. It's Friday, April 26th. My name's Jack Peterson, and I'm here, as usual, with Chris Bessler. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jack.
How are you?
I'm good. It's a beautiful, misty, rainy day out there.
Yes.
I like it.
I like it, too. No, I rode my bike. It's the first rain after kind of a dry period. You get that nice smell in the air. Yeah, it's a very nice day, although we may be changing our tune about that in about a week.
Well, that's the forecast is for more rain just about every day. But you know what? We need rain in the spring here.
It's yes.
Part of the thing. Who do we have today?
We have with us Lauren Reichenbach. She's the county and crime reporter for the Bonner County Daily Bee. Good morning, Lauren. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
It is always nice to see you here on a Friday morning for News of the Week. And we're going to go ahead and jump right into it today.
I'm going to throw out a shout, though. I want to say thank you to Evergreen Realty for underwriting this program.
Absolutely. You know,
we're all volunteers here in the room. Nobody's getting paid to do this because we think it's important to get the word out about news and things that matter in people's lives. But none of this stuff comes for free. So Evergreen Realty's underwriting of this program is really important. And so big shout out to them.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah,
that's our non-commercial.
That's right. Yeah, for underwriting the program and keeping the lights on around here, keeping the duct tape on the microphone stand and everything held together. Today is the deadline to register online to vote. That is the item number one. You can also register on election day, but if you want to vote in the May primary election, today is the day to register online at voteidaho.gov. In national and state politics, this one off the Sunday of Daily Bee from April 21st, last weekend, Idahoans United for Women and Families has announced that they are exploring citizens' ballot initiatives for 2026 to expand access for full reproductive health care. In state health news, whooping cough or pertussis is on the rise here in North Idaho. According to the Panhandle Health District, 19 cases in North Idaho in 2024 so far. This is particularly of concern to young children, people with existing respiratory conditions, and infants especially. The Northwest Gas Pipeline was approved by federal regulators and will pass right through Bonner County. So that is something we expect to see groundbreaking on in the future.
That's an expansion of an existing pipeline route.
Okay.
Yeah.
Down in Coeur d'Alene at North Idaho College, President Nick Swain was again awarded attorney's fees. This ongoing legal trouble between the president and the board of North Idaho College. We won't get into the full details of it right now, but another victory for Swain in that ongoing legal struggle. Here in Bonner County, hearing is now pending for Dave Bowman's trespass appeal. The trespass dates back to January of this year, and there is now a hearing pending for his appeal of that trespass from the county courthouse or from all county property, actually. Also, in the county, the big news item this week, the Panhandle Bike Ranch conditional use permit was approved by county hearing examiner Jacqueline Rucker on Monday. This was a controversial decision, and the critics of the decision plan an appeal and have launched a GoFundMe, and we will get into the details of that with Lauren in just a minute, who's been covering the story. The city of Sandpoint, Mayor Jeremy Grimm, has entered his first quarter update, and it is available in full in this week's Reader. To summarize, he confirms a shift towards a collaborative organizational structure. This is something we kind of talked about last week, whether there would be a replacement city administrator, and he seems to signal that the shift will be ongoing, and they're not seeking to find a replacement for Jennifer Stapleton, who left the position in January. He also highlights needs for the city, in the foremost being the wastewater treatment plant, to nobody's surprise, at least those of us who follow infrastructure in the city. The replacement would be replacement for that wastewater treatment plant, which dates back to, I think, the 1940s, will be estimated to cost between $60 and $110 million and would be the largest public works project in Sandpoint history. So that's what he's looking forward to here in the city of Sandpoint. Also in the city, the comp plan workshop was held on Wednesday with the Planning and Zoning Commission and city councilors in attendance. And this one covered the housing in neighborhoods plus multimodal transportation. At the center of the conversation on Wednesday was alternative dwelling units, the debate over what is allowed as a secondary dwelling on an individual lot here in town. There was some back and forth between members of the council over whether it was appropriate for people to be adding additional dwelling units or not. And also they changed some language to reflect, I believe, seasonal, that short-term rentals would be referred to as seasonal rentals instead. That's the news that I have right now.
Did I miss anything? A pretty good list there.
Thank you,
well, Jack.
And
I'm going to throw out a shot. We do want to mention that, and maybe we'll come back towards the end and tell a little bit more about it, but we're having candidate forums, and all the local media is collaborating on that. KRFY is going to be broadcasting these, the Bonner County Daily Bee, the Sandpoint Reader, Sandpoint Online, also the Selkirk Association of Realtors are collaborating to put on back-to-back candidate forums. There's going to be one Monday. These are both starting at 5:30 p.m. They're both at the Sandpoint High School Auditorium. The one on Monday, April 29th, that's this coming Monday, is going to be for the county races. It's the county commission and two county commission seats, and as well the sheriff. And we do have a couple uncontested races. I think those guys are going to be invited to come at least say a little bit for prosecuting attorney and assessor. And then on Tuesday, April 30th, the second forum is going to be for candidates for Idaho legislature. So mark those down, folks, 5:30 Monday and Tuesday at the Sandpoint High School auditorium to hear the candidates in person. You can ask some questions, submit questions for them, and have a chance to get informed about our who you're going to vote for. And we're going to be broadcasting that live right here on KRFY. Yeah.
Yes, we
will. So if you can't get there in person, you can just go to your radio or go online because we stream it as well.
However you're listening right now should work on Monday.
Same method. Uh-huh. Yeah.
yes. So, yeah, tune in if you're not going to be there in person, but it should be a lively events both nights. So it might be worth going and seeing it in person if you can make it down to the Sandpoint High School auditorium. Will you be there, Lauren?
Yes, I will.
I bet. you looking forward to any of those particular conversations?
I'm looking forward to all of them.
Yeah.
I think they're all going to be very interesting. Even the uncontested races, I think it'll be interesting to hear what the prosecutor and assessor have to say for sure.
Yeah. The county races are Monday and the state races are Tuesday, as you already mentioned, Chris. Let's talk about what's going on in the county, in the existing county government, not the one that will be elected later this year. Your name, Lauren, the Lauren Reichenbach byline was all over the paper this week. You had a lot of above the fold ink. The big item, I think, is that bike ranch.
Yes.
That's probably the main one, which as far as countywide controversies go, was not something that was on my radar even maybe a month ago. Mm-hmm. I can't remember when I first heard about it, but it seems to have a lot of people very concerned, both for and against.
Yeah, it seemed to come out of the woodwork pretty fast because I hadn't heard anything about it. And then someone mentioned it maybe 2 weeks ago, and I was like, oh, I'll look into it. And then it's just kind of blown up since then. It has definitely blown up in the last week. You know, last Wednesday they had the public hearing, and that lasted about 3.5 hours. Public comment took up about 2.5 of those hours, which was very lengthy. A lot of people came to talk, both for and against the bike park. And then the hearing examiner, Jacqueline Rucker, she had stated that she was going to take her full 5 days to deliberate. And a decision ended up coming out Monday evening, which I think caught a lot of people by surprise. And then a lot of people are even more mad about the whole situation because on her decision letter, a lot of her signatures date the same day that the public hearing happened. So they feel a little misled that she had said, I need the whole 5 days to really think about it. And a lot of the signatures say April 17th, which was the night of the hearing. So,
well, why don't you outline what got approved exactly?
Yeah. So in Sagal off of Five Lakes Estates Road, there is maybe not, depending on the appeal, going to be a Panhandle bike ranch out there. It's a 170-acre parcel of land that has a lot of steep incline, so it would be pretty hard to do housing or anything on it. And the people who bought the property a couple years ago really wanted to turn it into a bike park, a downhill mountain bike park for the community. So that got approved, but it is very, very quickly getting appealed. So we'll have to see what happens there if it goes through. I think they're planning groundbreaking in the next week or two. So,
yeah, and the opposition was from basically neighbors, right?
It was from people around the county, but definitely a lot of the neighbors. But people from everywhere are concerned about the growth.
Okay. So people that weren't going to be directly affected because there's more traffic, you know, from other parts of the county, they were also opposing this because on what grounds?
Well, as we know, Sandpoint gets very busy in the summer. We've already seen the uptick in traffic in the past week or two, at least I have. And I think a lot of the concern is that it's going to make congestion a lot worse already than it is in the summers, and it's going to create an opportunity for other people from out of the state to come and buy land and turn that into more resorts and kind of pop up these facilities in more rural areas. That's going to cause what they assume are problems.
The neighbors particularly had a bunch of concerns about increased traffic and the numbers of people coming through. But the hearing examiner did impose some conditions.
Yes. There are about 4 conditions that have to take place before the bike park can even open. And a lot of those are just getting more surveys done and making sure that they are within fire codes for the fire district that they're in and such. And then there are about a dozen that need to be met continuously throughout the duration of the bike park's existence. And some of those are just making sure they keep within county regulations, whatever those may be. They cannot allow, so there are 10 campsites that are going to be on the property, and they cannot allow people to come and camp there without simultaneously using the bike park. So it can't be like...
So it's dedicated just to bike park users.
Yep.
And there's also a maximum of 65 riders allowed on the property per day.
Yes. Yep. And then with bigger events, which only 2 events are allowed throughout a calendar year, and they're only open May to September, only 150 people can be basically on the property at once. So that includes all workers, all spectators, all food vendors, everything. So it should be pretty small scale. I don't think it's going to be as huge as people were worried about.
The Another condition I spotted is that it's can only be in use from May to September, Thursday through Sunday. So it's not going to be available Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, I know.
I thought that's interesting because that's weekend is when people have time to go ride a bike.
And I know that the call box, which are the owners of the property, they were hoping to get 7 days a week access. And that doesn't seem like that's going to be the case for now. I don't know if it will change in the future, but just 4 days for now.
Yeah. Just the restriction on Friday and Saturday made me think, well, that's going to skew the use of the park to local riders because people coming from out of town would probably be wanting to do it on weekends, right?
Let me. Now, is that, Lauren, does that, I read the same thing, but I interpreted that as it'll be open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes, yes.
So Thursday, okay. Thursday through Sunday. Okay, excuse me, I did read that wrong.
I got
you. So it does include the weekend. Yes. Okay, so that will not skew it to the local sense.
So closed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. For now. Yeah, and then I think they're also allowed to be open on Labor Day and Memorial Day, I believe. Right. So two Mondays out of the year.
Well, thanks for that correction, because that's a big difference.
Yes.
What I was thinking, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And by the way, we're talking to Lauren Reichenbach, the county and crime reporter, about this. It is called the Panhandle Bike Ranch and has been approved pending appeal. And that appeal, it looks like, must be filed no later than May 20th at 5 p.m. We expect there will be an appeal.
Yes, yeah. I would be very shocked if one was not filed.
And then that appeal will just go back to the same, go through the same process, go through go through even the same hearing examiner or somebody else.
I'm not 100% sure where it will go. I believe it would go through the county commissioners at that point. I believe they hear all the appeal requests.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. So the opposition from the people in the living in the neighborhood whose, you know, traffic will be affected and things like that is not as surprising to me as it is the opposition from throughout the county. Is there anything more you can say about the type of opposition we're seeing?
I think the concerns are valid, especially from the residents that live directly adjacent to the property, because the road in which you have to take to get to this bike ranch is privately maintained.
Yeah.
And so 65 extra cars a day, give or take, is going to wear the road down a lot more. And if the county isn't doing anything to help maintain that road, which I don't know, I haven't heard anything about that changing. So it could add a lot of extra work for the residents in the area.
A lot of extra expense. Mm-hmm. So when you say privately maintained, that means the neighbors that use it all chip in to keep the road going.
Yeah, they're plowing it in the winter, which wouldn't really be an issue because the ranch will close in September. But they're grading it, I believe, and filling in potholes and everything.
Oh, yeah, there's some real expenses.
Yes.
In maintaining
and we know
roads.
How bad the dirt roads can get around here, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it definitely just comes down to property rights. And while everyone in the area might be unhappy about the potential growth of the area, it comes down to is what the proposed use is what they want to do legal. And so far, it seems like it is.
Yeah, I think the hearing examiner found that it's, you know, it conforms to the comprehensive plan and it doesn't require a zone change.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of a classic case of private property rights versus, the rights of other folks that live in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. And I did see that you reported that the public comment received was 60% of comments were in favor of the park and 40% were opposed. But I also saw some reporting that were saying, well, a lot of those people in favor of the park don't even live around here.
Yes, that hasn't been proven or disproven, but it is highly questioned how many of those comments that were in favor of the park were actually local residents who live in Bonner County,
I can see how the mountain bike community could have rallied because they like places to ride. Right?
Yeah. So. And a lot of people, I know a lot of people from Bonner County go over to Montana all the time to use their bike park. So why wouldn't people from Montana comment for this bike park? Share the wealth.
Where did this hearing take place? Was this at the county building or was this?
Yes, it was. Okay. It was at the administration building.
Yeah. Okay. So it wasn't down in the area.
No.
I'm not truly familiar with what is it called again? Five Eagles Estates Road. Okay.
It's up off of Dufert Road.
Okay. I guess that is in the rural part of the county. One is not surprised to hear that people are concerned that it'll be changing the character, I guess, but without building, I mean, the alternative being like a subdivision mm-hmm. or something like that would have, I would expect a much greater impact, but okay. Is there anything more we can say about that? Or are we just waiting for
Just waiting for the next piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
You're anticipating there will be an appeal.
Yes. Yeah.
Probably pretty
sooner
sure.
Sooner rather than
probably
later,
would have happened
sure.
either way, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If the landowner had lost while their proposal was fitting within the comprehensive plan and the zoning, they'd have grounds for appeal.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
of course, the neighbors have grounds for appeal. So we'll see more about this.
The other county news was, we don't have to go too deep into it, but just to sum up again, the trespass drama is ongoing, I guess. The story of the two citizens who were trespassed from the county commissioner's hearing back in January. Dave Bowman is one of them. He was also, at one point, he was a candidate for office for the same seat that Luke Ahmet now holds. Actually, he ran against him in 2022 for the Republican nomination for that position. But he was trespassed in January from the building and is now appealing that trespass. And that's what we know. Anything? What more is there to be said about that?
Yeah, so it's interesting for sure because two men were trespassed at the same time, Rick Kramer and Dave Bowman, and...
Yeah.
Both received letters in the mail telling them how they could appeal. And Dave Bowman appealed sooner than Rick Kramer. And due to some kind of confusion with the county, Rick Kramer got an appeal date, got his hearing, and his trespass was revoked. So he is now allowed back on county property. But somehow Dave Bowman's just kind of got lost in the works, I guess, and he hasn't received a hearing yet, so that's getting all sorted out. And I haven't heard of an actual appeal date yet, but I think it should be upcoming soon.
Okay, so for the time being, he is, that appeal has not taken place, and he is still prohibited from entering county property.
Yes.
Okay. And yes, I guess we will see what happens when that appeal takes place. That's the county news that I had circled and highlighted right now. Let's see.
Well, let's circle back on the fact we're having an election.
Yep.
Lauren is one that's in the midst of county commission business here. We do have two contested races for two seats for county commissioner. District 1, the candidates are James Burrows, Brian Domke, and Brian Riley. And that is for the seat that's being vacated by Steve Bradshaw, so there's no incumbent there. County Commissioner District 3, candidates, the Republican candidates that are contesting that seat are Dmitry Borisov, Ron Korn, and Luke Ahmet. He is the incumbent. We do have this forum coming up. What do you expect to see at the forum on Monday?
I think it's going to be very interesting. I know there are a lot of dislikes between the candidates. And so I think that it's going to be a lot of back and forth, kind of maybe throwing the blame game at each other.
Yeah. So, and this one is going to be moderated by the Daily Bee.
Yes.
So good luck to the moderator.
We'll try to keep it under control.
Riding
for sure.
Herd there. Mm-hmm. And also the sheriff's race.
There. Oh, yes.
That one could be pretty spicy as well.
Yes.
That's the incumbent, Daryl Wheeler, is being opposed by Stephen Bradshaw, who is a county commissioner currently.
Yes.
And decided to not run for re-election. Have you talked to Stephen Bradshaw about the, what, you know, the foundation for that decision?
I have not spoken to him about his decision. I know he did it very sneakily. I have heard that not even his family knew that he was going to run, and then he just showed up and was like, "I'm filing."
Yeah, that so. We all learned about that like about 5 p.m. on the deadline day, to get on the ballot. So, but it's, you know what? Personally, I think it's all these races should be contested, because that's how we get the best representation, is when, steel sharpens steel, so to speak. Mm-hmm. We get to hear the ideas put out there. And it also lets the candidates know, hey, you know, we are accountable to the voters. So good for all these guys for running for office and standing, because it comes with a lot of certain amount of unpleasantness, I'm afraid.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
And those two definitely have very opposing views. So I think that candidate forum section will be interesting to tune into.
Yeah. And then the other two seats are up for election that are uncontested are Bonner County Assessor, and the incumbent, Dennis Engelhardt, is uncontested there. And the prosecuting attorney, Lewis Marshall, he's uncontested. But they will get a chance to at least say a few words to their constituents at the forums.
They have both been invited. I haven't heard if they have accepted the invite yet, but they are more than welcome to show up.
Yes. I bet they will. That forum is Monday again at Sandpoint High School at 5:30 p.m. Going to be broadcast right here on KRFY 88.5. And then on Tuesday, it'll be the legislative races. That one's being moderated by the reader, Sandpoint Line. Not sure which one. Yeah, it's going to be at the microphone there. But in those races, we have for Senate, Scott Herndon is facing Jim Woodward for the Republican nomination. For Idaho House Seat A, there's a contested race for both. Oh, no, that's not true. There's only a contested race on the Republican side there. Spencer Hutchings, Jane Souter, and the incumbent Mark Souter. Then an Idaho representative, Seat B, the contested races are in both parties. There's a contested race for Democrats between Catherine Larson and Bob Vicarious. Contested race on the Republican side is between Chuck Lohman, Cornell Razor. This seat is currently held by Sage Dixon. He's not running for re-election.
Mm-hmm. Do you know who's moderating the Monday forum? Who?
I believe it'll be Clint Schroeder, who comes down from Coeur d'Alene. To do so. That's what I have heard so far.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Carolyn mentioned that to me as well. And for us, probably will be Ben Olson. Might be me. We haven't flipped the coin on that one yet.
Rock, paper, scissors for it.
Okay.
You'll be there, Jack, both nights. Yeah.
I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll probably be backstage making sure that the sound is pretty good for the listening audience, but I'll be present.
Yeah.
Yeah. In case things get out of hand.
He'll be breaking up the fight.
Exactly. I'll be there. The one on Monday that, they're all contested and who knows where sparks are going to fly, what the issues are going to be that really spark people to passion. But the Commissioner District 3 race is the one where Luke Ahmet is an incumbent. The other race, there is no incumbent because Bradshaw is seeking the sheriff's office instead. So Luke Ahmet will be there and defending his record to some extent. And and his opponents are rather critical of some of his decisions.
Mm-hmm. To put it lightly, yes.
Yeah. And I'll mention we did have interviews with all three of the District 3 commissioners on the morning show, aired them on Wednesday. And as well, we've also aired interviews so far with the candidates for the House Seat B. Those are available on our website, KRFY.org. If you did miss them when the broadcast was happening, you can go back and hear those interviews. They're all about 15, 20 minutes each. And we will be having the candidates for District 1 on Wednesday. That's Brian, the County Commissioner District 1. That's Brian Riley, Brian Domke, and James Burrows. Although we're having trouble getting a hold of James Burrows. So hopefully he gets in touch. I've tried calling and emailing him with no response. Have you been connected with these guys?
I have not been able to get a hold of him at all either. So
okay, well, we may or may not have James Burrows in our interviews, but we do have Brian Domke and Brian Riley. So you can go to the website and hear what those guys have to say.
Mm-hmm. He has not dropped out, though, as far as we
know. James Burrows. And he did get back, kind of, to the reader when they did their candidate questionnaire. You guys are doing this?
I saw this
questionnaire. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
Daily
I believe he responded, and okay. I believe he said he was going to be at the forum.
Okay, so. Well, good. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, okay. We have done it again. We're out of time. What's coming up in next week's paper, Lauren?
Oh, stay tuned. It's going to be a bunch more.
Okay. Anything? Anything in particular you want to mention before we go?
A lot of road stuff. Highways are getting potentially rerouted. That's a big thing. There's some pipelines going in or getting fixed. So. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned.
Okay. Yeah. And we'll probably see coverage on the forums too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, stay tuned to 88.5 KRFY for Otto's Eclectic Mix all day, starting with an appropriate song. Annie Lennox's solo version of Here Comes the Rain Again that she made famous with the Eurythmics. Because here it comes. It looks like it's going to be a wet one this weekend and next week. We'll see you at the forum on Monday at 5:30 and Tuesday at 5:30 and right here on 88.5 KRFY as well as at Sandpoint High School.
Yep. Have a good week.